like your music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shooting Lights Out on the final day of the first month of the year, January 31st, 2023. I am your host, Don Independent Silence here. I am appreciative and thankful for everybody who's been keeping up with Shooting Lights Out and letting me know how they enjoy Shooting Lights Out. I really appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in right now. Shout out to our sponsors of Fanatics and Lids. If you want any type of sportswear, hats, get your hats, some lids, any type of memorabilia, jerseys, t-shirts, anything, get it from fanatics.com. Also, Paramount Plus, stream live sports, breaking news, anything you want from CBS, Nickelodeon, MTV, Comedy Central. You can get all the old shows with Paramount Plus, Mountains of Entertainment. Today on Shooting Lights Out, we know how we're gonna roll. We're gonna roll pretty quickly here in the normal episodes. Got some around the harbor stuff to go over, especially in college with the SEC Big 12 Challenge and other stuff. Got a friggin' foul on some birds down south. Then games to watch, and we'll be up out of here. So without further ado, because I'm not gonna take too much of your time, let's go ahead and get to it. We are going around the hard way, and this past weekend we had the final SEC Big 12 Challenge. Because for those of you who are keeping up with me, y'all already know. For those who are new to Shooting Lights Out, first and foremost, thank you for watching. This is the final SEC Big 12 Challenge because starting next season, the SEC and the ACC will start doing their challenges together. So the SEC and the Big Ten did their final challenge early in the season. Now it's the SEC and Big 12 in their challenge after some years. So with that being going on, it's the final one. How did it start? It started off with the Big 12 off to a hot start. West Virginia taking upsetting 15 ranked Auburn 80-77. But Missouri came back, and even a score for the SEC with the upset win over Iowa State 78-61. And then it went downhill from there for the SEC because Alabama, number two in the country, went to Norman, Oklahoma and got splattered. Splattered. 93-69, Oklahoma put it on them. And then the Red Raiders of Texas Tech went down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and took down the LSU Tigers 76-68. All of a sudden, it's 3-1, Big 12. But the SEC will get some slimmer hope because Mississippi State upset 11-ranked TCU 81-74 in overtime. Very entertaining game, by the way. I watched that game. Very, very entertaining. And then from there, the hopes would dash. Because as you got into the afternoon, the late afternoon, evening slate, my Florida Gators took the trip to Manhattan, Kansas to take on Keontae Johnson and the Kansas State Wildcats, who was ranked fifth. And it was over before it even started. 64-50, Keontae Johnson gets a win over his former team in the Florida Gators. And then Baylor, Arkansas went at it down in Waco, Texas, with Baylor surviving an upset of the Razorbacks, 67-64. And then right now, you looking at it is 5-2 Big 12. It became 5-3 because Tennessee dominated Texas in the top 10 showdown down in Knoxville, Tennessee, with Dickie V calling the game. Tennessee was just rolling on Texas. Texas had no answer. But Kansas put it away for the Big 12 as they went to Warp Arena in a blue blood matchup with ninth-ranked Kansas Jayhawks versus Kentucky Wildcats, 77-68. Win for the Kansas State Jayhawks. Thus, the Big 12 winning
the SEC BitTorrent Challenge when Kansas gave them their sixth win of the challenge. You needed six. They got six. But for good measure, Oklahoma State was hosting Ole Miss, and Ole Miss didn't have a chance in hell. 82-60, Oklahoma State shuts down Ole Miss as the Big 12 takes the final SEC BitTorrent Challenge by the final of 7-3. Very disappointing output for the SEC. Didn't look good whatsoever. Florida didn't look good. Alabama got destroyed. My only bright spot was Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Missouri. Outside of that, the SEC has nothing to hang their hat on. Nothing. Shout out to the Big 12 for winning the final SEC Big 12 Challenge. Sticking to the college ring, we did get news out of there. TCU's leading scorer, Mike Miles Jr., hyperextended his knee in that game with Mississippi State. Right now, there's really no timetable here. We're currently looking at probably 3 to 4 weeks for this hyperextended knee. He's going to miss tonight's game. The Big 12 conference game, he's going to miss that tonight. But he might be missing more games of that, because that is it's not good news for Kansas State. Not Kansas, but TCU. So but nevertheless, TCU will need to bounce back after that upset loss they took. Also, just sticking to get some more recaps from last night. Number 6, UVA survived the upset scare of Syracuse, 67-52. Syracuse stormed back, took the lead with 11 minutes to go, and it was a back and forth affair. And then Virginia did what they do best. They locked down defensively and made the shots that they need to avoid the upset. We had a top 15 showdown down in Austin, Texas, when the Longhorns are trying to redeem themselves from losing to Tennessee when they hosted 11-ranked Baylor, and they handled business 77-71. Good win for the Texas Longhorns, a much needed win for the Texas Longhorns, and Baylor fell short. And we did have an upset in the Big 12, though, because Texas Tech took down Iowa State 80-77 in overtime. Back-to-back losses for the Cyclones. Could they be going down the wrong path now? And Texas Tech is starting to rise to the occasion. To the WNBA, the big news out of the WNBA right now is all eyes is on Breanna Stewart. M.A. Vipel writes the article, sources. Breanna Stewart narrows choice to storm in Liberty. With so much that's going on, Candace Parker heading out to the Las Vegas Aces, which is scary thought. Oh, my God. Chelsea Plum, Chelsea Gray, Aja Wilson. Now you adding Candace Parker to that starting lineup. Oh, my God. That is a scary, scary, scary lineup. But this right here between the Storm and the Liberty could make things even more scary. Because remember, the New York Liberty traded for Jaquel Jones to go along with Sabrina Ionescu. If Breanna Stewart comes to the New York Liberty, and I pray that she does because I want my New York Liberty to finally look good for once, it's going to be – everybody's going to be choosing New York and Aces to meet in the WNBA Finals. That's what everybody's going to do if Breanna Stewart chooses to go to New York. I'm just throwing that out there right now. When people stop talking WNBA, they're going to choose the Liberty and the Aces to meet in the WNBA Finals if Breanna Stewart signs with the New York Liberty. Because not only did you get Jaquel Jones, then you add Breanna Stewart to go with Sabrina Ionescu as well. Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started on that. All right. So, Breanna Stewart, come to the New York Liberty. Come to New York. Okay. Now we switch gears. We go to the NBA. We had some interesting games took place last night. The Orlando Magic. My Orlando Magic got a big road win. A big road win over the Philadelphia 76ers, 119-109. Down 21 in the first quarter out of the gate, and they fought back to win that game. That is amazing. That's amazing. This young team of the Magic is, they are impressing me. I got to admit, I am impressed by how this team plays, how this team looks. This team is something to watch. But then I had one of the headline games was the Brooklyn Nets taking on the Los Angeles Lakers with no LeBron James, no Anthony Davis. And the Brooklyn Nets did what they're supposed to do. 121-104 over the Los Angeles Lakers. One of these days, I'm going to go off on the goddamn Lakers. And the goddamn, well, I already went off on the Clippers. But one of these days, I'm going to go off on the Clippers again. I'm going to go off the goddamn Lakers. But all this goddamn low management. This is stupid and it's sickening. If you a goddamn star, you need to, your ass need to be on the damn court. Plain and simple. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. You gonna miss a game in Brooklyn. You ain't even injured. You just hurt. Moving on. Steph Curry goes for 32 in a double-double win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 128-120. Steph Curry had a ball, 32 points. I believe he had, 15 assists as he propelled the Golden State Warriors to a good road win over Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Oklahoma City Thunder. 38-12 is the actual total. 38-12, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 31. And then we had dueling 40s down in Portland, Oregon, where it was the Trailblazers hosting the Hawks. Damian Lillard's 42 points was enough to overdo Devontae Murray's 40 points as the Blazers win 129-125. That's the recap from yesterday's NBA, but we do have news. Toronto Raptors for OG Anunoby has a wrist injury, and he will be sidelined for the next 4 games at least. That is not good news for Toronto. Toronto need their guys on deck as they are trying, as they are still fighting to have a nice seating going into the All-Star break. They are currently 23-29 on the season. They are currently 12th in the East. Not having OG Anunoby for a while could make things even more difficult. Speaking of last night's game with the Lakers, Russell Westbrook moves into the top 10 list of all-time assist leaders, and he did it last night against the Brooklyn Nets. Lakers, Russell Westbrook, grateful as March up record books continues. David Miller writes the article. He has moved past Gary Payton for 10th all-time on the assist list. Shout-outs to Russell Westbrook doing the things that he does. Even coming off the bench for the Los Angeles Lakers, he's been a consummate pro. He's always played the game at a very high level. He don't really take days off like that, which we respect most of by Russell Westbrook. He don't try to take days off. He's going to play. He's good to play. So, shout out to you, Russell Westbrook. Congratulations. Miles Turner, the Indiana Pacers big man, is relief that he has his new deal. It's an extension. It's like a 2-year extension that I believe, and then that 2-year extension they created to $60 million for that 2-year extension that he got from the Indiana Pacers. So he got his money, he got his deal, and also the deal is actually cap friendly, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. The deal is cap friendly for the Indiana Pacers as well. It says here in the article, the 2-year extension plus the renegotiated contract for the rest of this season gives Turner an addition $60 million and is salary cap friendly for the Indiana Pacers, which is very good that they was able to do that. But very surprising, I know Turner's relief that he has a new deal. He has the money that he's been looking for. And let's see where they go from here, because the trade deadline is looming around. So we should see a lot of trades going on. Miles Turner was one of the front runners to be traded, but we shall see after this negotiating deal went through. And finally, Joe Mousa and the Celtics coaching staff, they get the nod to coach Team Giannis in the NBA All-Star game that's going to take place next month. It's amazing what he has done. Being named the interim head coach with everything that happened with Ime Udoka, he has the Boston Celtics team number one in the league. Number one in the league as the team that has been doing it. 36-15 on the season, even though they've been slow poking their way through some of these games. It's a great thing to see that these guys have been on top of the league for quite some time and that he's doing a phenomenal job with that. So that's it for Around the Hardwood. We'll be back. I got a favorite foul to hand out. The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official licensed sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go, where sports fans shop and official license everything. Welcome back to Shooting Lights Out, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, those of you who are watching on YouTube, I have a favorite pie to give out, and it's the New Orleans Pelicans. If you know, a while back, the New Orleans Pelicans, they had a heat check that I did for them. They was on a roll. They was like top two in the West, I think, at that time. And I gave them their props. Zion Wilson was balling and whatnot. Weeks later, now I got to do a favorite foul on you. Why I'm doing a favorite foul on you? Because right here, as you can see, these dudes have lost 8 games straight. Not 1-9 in their last 10 games. You have losses to Boston, to Cleveland, Miami, Orlando, Miami again, Denver, Minnesota, Washington, and Milwaukee. The only team that you beat in the last 10 games is the Detroit Pistons, and you only beat them by 6. And most of these games, you got beat by 11 by the Boston Celtics. You got beat by 10 by the Cleveland Cavaliers. You got blown out by the Miami Heat. You got beat by 13 against the Orlando Magic. Okay? You got beat by 10 against the Washington Wizards. You got blown out by the Milwaukee Bucks. So 6 of your 9 losses were double-digit losses if you're the New Orleans Pelicans. All right? Now, why is that?
As you can see there, with North Pelicans standing there right now.
They are currently 8th in the West at 26-25. They're still above 500. All of a sudden, they are 12th in points per game at 115 and 15 in opponents per game at 113.5. They're top 10 in rebound and top 10 in assists, which is good numbers, but it's not translating into W's like it used to. Now, you already know CJ McCullough doing his thing. 21 points a game, giving you 4.5 rebounds a game and about 6 assists a game. Giannis Valanciunas has been a monster for them. 14, 15 points a game, giving you a double digits and rebounds a game. He's leading up. He's making sure that inside you have an inside presence. But we know when it comes to New Orleans Pelicans, we know the stars. Zion Williamson, 26 points a game, 7 rebounds a game, and giving you about 5 assists a game. So you're talking 26, 7, and 5 a game. Which is good numbers. It's not superstar numbers, but it's good numbers. And then Brandon Ingram, when he has been able to play, 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists again, so 25-5, which is good. Nevertheless, Brandon Ingram's only played 17 games. The Pelicans have played a total of 51 games. Brandon Ingram's only played 17 of them. So if you do the math, that's 34 games he's missed. 34 games he's missed. Now, injuries happen, and he's been out because of injuries, but he still missed 34 games. And then on the flip side, Mr. Zion Williamson. When you played, I gave you your props. I gave you Shooting Lights Out Player of the Week, and the Pelicans were rolling. You go down, and you had all of a sudden you missed 22 games. 22 games, and they have lost 8 straight. 22 games. When we will see you back? Hopefully after the All-Star break, because I don't think they're going to bring you back before that. But for right now, you are out, and you have missed 22 of the 51 games played. Now, as we get to the All-Star break, you have Denver tonight at 10 p.m. on TNT. That's the second of our TNT doubleheader is Pelicans at Nuggets. After that, to begin February, you're going to Dallas to face Luka Doncic. Before the Lakers come visit you, then the Kings, then the Hawks, then the Cavaliers. Before the All-Star break, you have two final road games at Oklahoma and at L.A. So you're going to see LeBron James and the Lakers twice. You're going to see Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers. You're going to see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You're going to see Luka Doncic. You're going to see Trae Young. You're going to see the Joker. And you're going to see an upcoming Kings team. Can we stop the losing streak somewhere in here before the All-Star break? Can we stack up some wins again here, please? Because the Pelicans are flopping down. They are flopping down south right now. And it's not what we expected. When we watched the Pelicans, you know, make that run to the playoffs without Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum doing their thing, taking over, and they gave the Phoenix Suns a run for their goddamn money. That's what we had to look forward to this season. He was like, damn, Zion coming back, it should be better. It should be good. Zion comes back, they are roar beaters. They are whooping on teams. And like I said earlier, I'm giving them their props. Zion Winston, Shooting Lights Out Player of the Week. When I did a heat check for him, and all of a sudden, he goes down, Brandon Ingram's barely playing, and y'all going downhill. Best ability is availability. If you're not available, you're not doing much for your team. So you have to be available. So Mr. Zion Williamson, when you get back and people anticipate you coming back, you need to see the Pelicans what they were when before you got injured. And then maybe you and Brandon Ingram can get back on the court and get unified again. So we can really see what this team looks like when they are on the court. But unfortunately, you're not. Brandon Ingram's in and out of the lineup, and the Pelicans are struggling. So Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans, you are getting a flagrant foul. The Playmakers Bar is proudly to announce that it's lettered a partnership deal with Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Stream live sports from any device that you have, whether it is your computer, laptop, or even your cellular device. Catch breaking news live when it happens and enjoy a mountain of entertainment from movies to shows to whatever you love doing. Paramount Plus. Plan starts at $4.99 a month, but right now you can get a free trial. Just hit that link below with the Playmakers blog and start your free trial right now. Paramount Plus. Mountains of the Entertainment.
All right, guys, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. As we get ready to close, I got some games for you to watch today and tomorrow. Tonight in college basketball, the men's side, we have a top 10 showdown. It is the battle for the Sunflower State when seventh-ranked Kansas takes on eighth-ranked Kansas State at Allen Fieldhouse. At Rock Chalk Jayhawk Arena. That should be fun to watch. On ESPNU, you have the West Virginia Mountaineers taking on the TCU Horned Frogs, ranked 15 after that upset loss they took to Mississippi State. That's at 9 p.m. Also at 9 p.m. on ESPN2, we have 21st-ranked Indiana Hoosiers. They are on the road to take on the Terrapins of Maryland. And at 11 p.m. on CBS Sports Network, you have 22nd-ranked Aztecs of San Diego State on the road to take on 16-6 Nevada Wolfpack. Tomorrow, to begin the month of February, it is a rivalry down in the SEC where the second-ranked Tennessee Volunteers 18-3. They are going heading down to good old Gainesville, Florida, at the old dome down in Gainesville to take on my Florida Gators at 7 p.m. BSPN2. Lord have mercy. I hope the Gators show up to play this game, unlike they did against Kansas State. So this is a rivalry game. I hope they show up and put up a fight at least. At 6:30 minutes before the Florida Gators and Tennessee get together, we have a big one for the Big East with 16-ranked Xavier Musketeers will be hosting 17-ranked Providence Flyers in a battle of 2 17-5 teams and 2 teams ranked in the top 20. It should be a good one at Xavier at 6:30 on FS1. And also at 7 p.m. at the same time as the Gators and Vols go at it, we have a big one down in Auburn, Alabama, as 25th-ranked Tigers will be hosting 14-7 the Bulldogs of UGA. That is college basketball for the men's. And for the NBA on tomorrow, February 1st, we got a good slate for you. 7 p.m., we have Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers taking a visit to the FedEx Arena to take on John Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. ESPN has your doubleheader tomorrow when the Brooklyn Nets, led by Kyrie Irving, will be taking on the top team in the NBA, which is Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and the Boston Celtics at TD Garden at 7:30 on ESPN. At 8 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, they take their challenge to the Twin Cities to take on Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And our second of our doubleheader of ESPN takes us to the desert that is Phoenix, Arizona, where the Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and the Suns will be hosting Devontae Murray, Trey Young, and the Atlanta Hawks. That is it. That's the games for you to watch. Thank you for tuning in to Shooting Lights Out today. Appreciate you tuning in. You can follow the podcast on any podcast platform that it is: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, whatever the case may be. Shoot us a follow, a subscription. Leave us a great and review. Let us know how we're doing. You can also watch this video on our YouTube channel. For those of you who want to see the video, watch it on our YouTube channel. Just type in the Playmakers Blog. You should be able to see our YouTube channel. And follow us on all social media platforms: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Connect with us so we can connect with you. This is the Playmaker Down the Suns, and I'm signing out. I'm Shooting Lights Out for this week. I will catch y'all later. Deuces.
Good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.
Masterpiece.